The World Health Organization is holding an emergency meeting in Geneva on the Ebola outbreak in West Africa and will announce later today whether it constitutes an international public health emergency. The outbreak has already killed almost 1,000 people, mainly in Guinea, Sierra Leone and Liberia. Security forces in Sierra Leone and Liberia have set up blockades to stop people from the worst affected areas travelling, and Liberia has declared a state of emergency. Europe correspondent Barbara Miller reports.
A man lies on a street in Guinea, clearly in distress. But passers-by are too scared to help him in case he's suffering from the Ebola virus, which has already killed more than 360 of their countrymen.
We came here this morning and we saw this man who had collapsed on the street. I don't know whether he was suffering from Ebola or not. Let them come and take him from here because we are afraid.
The scene was in stark contrast to one in Madrid. A priest who contracted Ebola in Liberia was flown back to the Spanish capital in a specially equipped Airbus to a hospital which had been cleared for his arrival. Antonio Alemani from the city's health department says the priest and a nun who is being isolated as a precautionary measure are doing well. The state of the two patients, Miguel and the nun, is stable, he said. They don't have fever and, more importantly, Father Miguel has no hemorrhaging symptoms. Despite the rising number of cases, Oliver Johnson, a British doctor from King's College London working in a hospital in Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown, says the situation feels now more under control.
At the start of the outbreak, there was a lot of suspicion. And so what we saw is a lot of people believe Ebola wasn't real, and sometimes fear of going to hospitals and fear of health workers. And what that meant is that people were keeping sick people at home. Family members were becoming sick. What we're now seeing is a much wider acceptance amongst the public that Ebola is real. We're hoping that we're going to see more and more people come to hospital when they get sick. And we're seeing disease surveillance officers, community health volunteers picking up on cases early and preventing sick people from travelling between different parts of the country.
And what about amongst the population? Are people with perhaps very minor symptoms that might only be, say, a flu, panicking, worried that they might have Ebola?
You know, anyone who coughs or sneezes, there's a, you know, funny look. People aren't shaking hands in Freetown anymore. There are buckets of chlorine on, you know, at every restaurant, every office to wash your hands in. A lot of people wander the city wearing medical gloves. So the high awareness, there is a degree of caution.
Are you and other staff worried, though, that you might contract it?
All of us are aware that health workers have died. Doctors and nurses in Sierra Leone have died. There's no doubt that it's caused anxiety. And I say in the last few days, though, there's been an acceptance of the risk and a recognition that Ebola's going to be around for a little while. And I think people are beginning to calm down now and feel that the risk is something they need to accept, just as the other risks that exist for health workers in hospitals.
Early next week, the WHO will also convene a meeting to consider the ethics of using experimental medicines in West Africa to deal with the outbreak. This is Barbara Miller reporting for AM.